Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. Glad to have you guys with us for another week of fun and games and fantastic stories. That's what we're going to have.
There's games?
I was going to say, we got games today?
Yeah. Well, of course, we always do. You just don't know it.
Yeah.
It's part of the gig, right? Play follow along. If I don't know. Pick a word, and if I say it more than three times, it turns it into a drinking game.
Oh, boy.
This airs in the morning, usually.
We're going to talk a little bit about Lake Michigan, fishing Lake Michigan, catching fish in small boats, what you can do to do that. We're also going to be talking about the funniest story I've ever heard, but learn to fish with these fishing essentials from a major news outlet that I think they need to have a little maybe vetting process for their writers. That and more. You want to hear this when we come back.
Avid outdoorsmen know that heading to the field without all the advantages, not a good idea. Most importantly, a stable shooting platform. Having the right platform can be critical to success. Field Optics Research is the industry leader, offering the most advanced, lightest, and stable tripods on the market. It's stability you need when that once-in-a-lifetime shot is in your crosshairs. Field Optics, the ultimate tripod for hunting, shooting, long-range precision shooting, spotting scopes, and outdoor photography.
Links to Field Research Optics available on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Good to see you, Ava. Don?
Good to be seen, as always.
We are here.
Yes, we are. And I'm having fun. I got to tell you, I'm just waiting for you guys to say something. You got nothing for me, do you?
You've been on the water a lot this year, which is wonderful.
I've been on the water, yes, and it feels amazing. And really, being out in a different body of water in Lake Michigan this year, a lot has been a change. It's put perspective on bigger boat fishing. Obviously, we're running a 34 pursuit, but you know, you come to realize that with the weather and everything else, it's mainly just a bigger fishing platform that you don't have to have to enjoy that same type of fishing. And I think that's key, Don.
Yes.
So
I think a lot of people would like to know that.
Yeah. And it, you know, there's a couple things that I think are going to be a necessity, but they don't have to cost a lot. Line counter reels. It doesn't have to cost a lot. You can get, you know, we run Shimano's, but you could get some Okumas. It doesn't have to be a high-end rod. Just make sure you get some planer board rods and make sure you get some downrigger rods. So probably six rods with line counters.
How deep do you have to go with your downriggers?
Last week was 60 feet down over 180 feet of water.
So you're down 60 feet.
Yep. And you don't have to have it doesn't have to be an electric downrigger. It doesn't have to have remote connection to your electronics. No, it doesn't have to have any of that.
They've got the reel type.
Yeah, I mean, a standard reel type. Electric is nice if you want to just hit the button and have it come up or whatever. That's fine too. They're not that expensive to put on the boat. You have them on a removable track or just a short track for each one. If you want two is fine. You can put two. Right. Dipsy divers are going to get you deep and enough where you can run those as a mid-level or mid-depth.
How far can you get down with them?
Probably 60 feet, 50 feet.
So you could get by without downriggers if you needed to.
I would say use downriggers because you need to have the spread. The spread of the lines is going to be the big help. And to give you guys an idea, dipsy diver is basically it's a disc that has weight on it, and you can turn the weight so it'll either pull straight down off the side of the boat or pull off to the side. So you have a non-weighted lure, maybe a 1 foot long Dodger, we call them. It's a horse spinner rig. And then it's all flasher. It's called flasher flies. So a flasher and then a regular fly that's probably tinsel, about 3.5 inches long with a couple hooks in it, a single treble or single hooks in it. And you set that out in a rod holder. So rod holders are going to be something you need to have. You're not going to hold on to it all day long. That's not, you're not going to hang on to it for an hour. A dipsy diver is a rod holder.
You're going to get really tired of holding on to it.
Even for 3 minutes, you'd be done, spent, and call it a day.
Right.
So those key things are there. Graphs, you don't have to have the most expensive graph. All you need to do is be able to mark fish. If you can mark fish, that's a big thing. A 2D, a high-end 2D, that's fine. Two-dimension, meaning a regular cone angle. That's a piece that goes into it. And again, flasher flies, that's it. You really don't need to do anything else, just a method to get the baits down. When it comes to coho, Don,
right?
You just go with a metal 4.5-inch or 4-inch dodger and a fly, a peanut fly, we call it. And you can run that with just planer boards. So planer boards would be the third thing. So planer boards, you run 5/8 of an ounce, 30 feet back. All those fish this spring, that's what it was.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and you're talking about trolling here.
Yeah.
Trolling. But you can fish them vertically. You can jig fish them. You can do that as well.
You can. There's certain times of the year when the fish will be available to do that in certain, you know, parts of areas. The marina to do it.
Yeah.
But trolling is generally going to be the best methodology to do it, to catch those fish.
I'm just saying, if you don't have all the trolling equipment.
Yeah, you can try to do, you know, you can give it a shot. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can vertical.
I mean, you can find, you got to find the fish, of course.
Jig and wrap. And it's usually inside the marinas or anywhere there's an outflow of current. Those fish will be in that particular area. And really, it provides us with some extensive opportunities that you don't normally have for some good fighting fish. Right. And you wouldn't expect it. And you don't, 16-foot boat, no problem. You can do it. Make sure you mount the probably 6, 7, maybe 8 rod holders on the back, towards the back of the boat. A couple for 3, 4 for planer boards. The downriggers usually have a rod holder on that already. So those, that's 2 rods there. And then a couple for the dipsies, and you're good. You can have 3 rods apiece out there.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I would advise, just to give you a handle on what is going on, get 3 or 4 guys together that you plan on going fishing with and go out and get a charter. Charter will make sure you're observing what they're doing. That's going to give you the solid understanding of how to approach it, what to do, right, and then adapt it to your small boat. And that's really cool. So
consider that your education.
Yes. Give it a shot, you guys. It's well worth it. I've had more fun catching some of those big fish this last weekend. A couple 37-inch kings, 35-inch rainbow. Lots of cool stuff with those. I mean, just and a bunch of coho. So it's been good, really good. And again, the weather doesn't necessarily get that rough. You just watch the wind.
Well, I think, anybody wise has got it. Keep an eye on the weather.
Yeah, as always.
Big water.
All right, stay tuned. We are coming right back. We're going to learn how to fish with these fishing essentials coming right up.